Okay, everybody, we're going to start at pickups to measure 40. And...
let's go fly a kite up to the highest height.
Rehearsing her students for their big spring musical, Kim Mindrell has already crossed two major concerns off her list. She's decided not to have Mary Poppins fly, and this year, for the first time ever, she doesn't have to worry about the physical safety of the audience.
Very good. You may be seated.
See, Mandrell is music director at Mount Carmel High School in Wabash County, located in southeast Illinois. It's a small county, but Mandrell's spring musicals are so popular, they've sold out every show for the past 5 years. But it was always tricky selling tickets for seats that kept crumbling. The school auditorium was built in 1963, and its 50-year-old wooden seats were breaking down.
What would happen was when we had one of the chairs fall apart, they would remove a seat from the back, and they would use the parts from the seats in the back. With cast iron, of course, it can't be welded to be fixed, so they had to take the parts and put them on the chairs in front, which meant then each time you did that, we lost a chair in the back.
They were down to 200 seats, supplemented by 160 folding chairs, which were dangerous on a sloped floor. Then Mandrell came up with a plan.
We looked to our Alumni Association Foundation and said, here's an idea. Is this something that we can do?
The foundation launched a campaign to replace the old wooden seats. The new chairs they chose had engravable plates for sponsor names. They raised enough to buy 364 modern padded seats. These were installed last summer. That marked the first time Mount Carmel High had resorted to raising money through a foundation, but it's a concept that's catching on. Illinois, more than any other state in the nation, relies on property taxes to support public schools. With concerns over school funding, at least 70 Illinois districts have turned to foundations to fill the gaps. But what counts as a gap depends on what district you're in. I found another foundation raising money to replace seats, but these weren't in the auditorium.
This particular year, we focused our efforts on raising funds to renovate our planetarium.
That was Fran Kahn, executive director of the Evanston Township High School Foundation. And yes, you heard correctly. She said planetarium. It's not that unusual. The federal government funded scores of school planetariums in the 1970s, but Evanston's will be state-of-the-art. The foundation raised more than $720,000, enough for Dolby surround sound, LED cove lighting, and of course, new seats, $1,000 apiece. Kahn says it will be
similar to an IMAX theater. The projection system will really be incredible.
And the planetarium is just one of the foundation's projects. It has also provided synthetic turf and lights for the football stadium, campus-wide wireless connectivity, 4 new science labs, an automotive repair shop, and a transitional home for students with special needs. The foundation also maintains an endowment of more than $3 million. It was established just 7 years ago to meet an uncommon need.
Dollars came to the high school, and they were incorporated into a trust for a number of years, and the money sat there without having direction in how to use it and how to invest it.
So Evanston Township High formed a foundation to handle these donations and to provide donors with a tax write-off. Springfield's District 186 formed the first public school foundation in Illinois, maybe first in the nation, almost 40 years ago. Donald Miedema, who was superintendent of schools, patterned it after the University of Michigan's development drive. Lisa Stone was the founding president.
I think Dr. Miedema saw it as a way of putting $100,000 into the schools every year, particularly in libraries at that time.
Terry Benson, the current foundation president, was a teacher when it started.
Initially, the concept was certainly to provide the extras, things that did not fit within the normal budgetary restraints that were given to the districts.
Besides library books, they awarded small grants to teachers, built computer labs, and helped sponsor the annual All City Music Festival. But the decrease in state funding has shifted the foundation's focus.
I think we're entering a phase now in these last few years where, partially because of the deficit in the state spending and not necessarily fulfilling their per pupil allocations, that not only are we trying to provide extras, but we actually are now providing some necessities.
More recently, they have funded Common Core curriculum guides, yearbook cameras, reading programs, and helped with travel fees for a scholastic bowl team and a musical group.
We have provided shoes for teams, so for kids that can't afford the shoes for their teams. We have provided warm-ups or uniforms, bags to carry their gear.
Unlike Springfield and Evanston, the Mount Carmel High School Foundation doesn't have any new projects on the horizon. Mandrell, the music teacher who inspired the campaign for auditorium seats, desperately needs to replace the 50-year-old lighting system hanging above her stage, but her current concern is paying for buses to take students to music competitions.
With recent cuts, it's just so frustrating, and it's hard not to get just down about it. So I think I just have kind of in my mind pushed pause, and we'll just wait and see what happens.
Here we go again. Ready, set, and big time!
Dusty Rhodes.